Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good Sunday afternoon. You're listening to Powerfully You on Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, Linda and Dave McDowell. I'm Dave.
I'm Linda, and good afternoon, Sunday.
We had a show planned where we were going to speak to a Christian author, a lady named Barbara Cliff. Unfortunately, she called us this morning and had no voice and was not feeling well. So we had this program that we had talked about sharing with our listeners. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, guys. I hope you have fun with it. I am. We have already had fun with this. We do not mean any disrespect, no sacrilegion, but I believe God has a sense of humor. I really do. And whenever I think of God and I'm trying to figure something out, I put my dad hat on. And I think, well, how would I feel? And the truth is what dad or mom would not enjoy seeing their children laugh, regardless how old they are? And we laugh a lot, don't we?
We laugh a lot.
Because we, and if you, and by the way, if you laugh at us, you're going to have a hard time out laughing us.
Yeah.
We laugh, it's hard. I'd be surprised if anybody laughs any harder at us than we do at ourselves. And we take that and we let that keep us humble and hopefully not prideful. But anyway, so what we wanted to talk to you this evening about is just the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have a kind of an illustration, true story to share with you that I think will at least to some degree describe this, or at least give you the attitude. I'm going to set the stage, and then I'm going to let Linda come in with the magic word. So in our home, we have a sitting area that we have been trying, that we knew before we even moved in, was going to be our prayer room.
Yes.
We felt it. We just knew this was the place we were going to sit with God and do battle, and ask advice, and get counsel, and all the things that you do in a prayer room. But we kept, other things kept coming up and kept coming up. And finally, we did finally get around to getting the furniture and setting it up. I guess it was this past week or
a week or so ago, week and a half maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it was last weekend.
Oh, it sure was.
It was last weekend. And immediately we came into this room, and the Spirit of the Lord was heavy. I don't know a better way to say it. Linda and I came up with, this kind of illustration so someone could get it. It felt almost like you were in a steam room without the heat. You know, you could just feel. And of course, we're just ecstatic, and pleased and
grateful,
excited and all that stuff. And of course, we started praying and thanking the Lord for this room and how much. And we start thinking about all the things that were going to happen in this room. And I do believe that in this room, people are going to be healed.
And we're in this room right now as we're talking.
And so part of the reason we're in this room and doing our show from here instead of our breakfast table is we just said, well, let's use it for this too. Why not? If the presence of the Lord is strong in this room, as it seems to always be, then what better place to walk, talk, and share with everybody? So, you know, I can't remember, maybe it was the Monday after or whatever, but we were in here, and again, you could just feel the presence of the Lord. And we started talking about how powerful this room is and how praying in here, we're going to see some victories. And we're expecting it. And we almost, I won't say I have a Pentecostal background, but I have been to Pentecostal meetings. And I definitely have a charismatic background for about 8 years. And still believe in all, and very much believe in all the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
But I have been at meetings where people begin to just laugh.
Right.
And they say that it's the Spirit of God, and it's just, they just start laughing. That's kind of what we started doing.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I ever experienced it. Now, it wasn't as laughing as some people,
right.
but it was just that mirth, that feeling
joy
of joy
and happiness
that we just started. And next thing you know, tell the rest of the story.
So the next thing, I think you said it, and sometimes I have to kind of get this. But anyway, it was, I think one of us described it. I think it was you, Dave, that described it as like, I just feel like, slam! I've been just, you know, popped and anointed by the Lord, and I just feel this joy. And so I like that word, shazam. It just kind of runs.
And I don't know how Linda does it, but she says it with a white redneck twang, which just makes it funnier to me. But anyway, go ahead.
And me too. And then we just kept playing with the word shazam. And then it just came to, and again, as I'm telling the story, I'm not sure which one brought the
you did.
That, you know, really, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit that I haven't even really
tapped into as an instrument.
And I haven't really tapped into the full potential of the power of the Holy Spirit in me. And just speaking that word, shazam, just helped me, like, visualize the power of the Holy Spirit as it is directed through me. So I was like, man, I got this new power. I'm about to shazam some people.
Yeah, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure people understand, we're not talking about the Holy Spirit falling on us. We're talking about the Holy Spirit through us. And so that's where it's got to be found. We start talking, well, let's just shazam some people, you know, and then we kept laughing about it. We kept, well, let's just shazam Mary, or let's just shazam Sam, or let's shazam this situation, you know. And we realized as we laughed and giggled about it that we could.
We really can
shazam them.
It is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You realize, like we both realize, the power of the Holy Spirit in us, you know, and how that potential it's almost dormant some of the times because you don't bring that, you don't know that power, the full potential of that power sometimes. So that shazam just helps us really see it.
It kind of helps you put some, I don't know, a shazam on it. And you know, it's funny because I was thinking this morning, I was out on the back porch and we knew that Sister Barbara had canceled, and I was thinking, and we both agreed, well, let's just do the Shazam show. And you know, I started thinking, where did that word come from? And I remembered as a kid, about 9 or 10, there was a Saturday morning show. I couldn't tell you the name of it to save my life, but there was a young boy, probably 15, 16, who all of a sudden began to have these powers, and every time he wanted to exercise his power, he'd say, shazam, and there'd be lightning, and you know, I don't know. But he also had a mentor, this guy that came and kind of said, now, you need to watch his power and how you use it, don't abuse it, you know, all those kind of things. And we both start thinking about that too. So it really is a good word, and it comes from a show that really fits because, yes, you do have this power. Yes, we have this power. The Lord says, ask anything in my name.
And it shall be given.
And it shall be given unto you. And do you believe that? Do I believe it? And that's part of what the Lord was saying, was asking us, do you believe? And we both said, you know what? I do believe.
And when we were talking about it, I came up with Batman and Robin, how they used to have those words, bang, and I was like, I'm not sure if I didn't see shazam on, but you know, really, it's that power. But I was thinking that, you know, even when we were playing with it and being like, shazam, I'm gonna shazam so and so, and you're gonna shazam, but then we realized it was like the Holy Spirit came down to fit. Now, wait a minute, don't get carried away. This is powerful. You're gonna have to slow your roll and watch your shazam.
So we came out with rules. Remember what it was?
Yeah.
No negative shazamming.
No.
In other words, you can't use this to punish somebody and go, Lord, shazam. No, all will be positive until maybe
only,
we get a little more
only
chill.
Good shazam
and even then,
are
I don't
allowed.
Want to be negative.
Yeah.
You know, So we thought, you know, got to watch this. This is a powerful tool. So tell them what happened yesterday without giving away any of your confidences.
I had two clients yesterday, two of my coaching clients yesterday, and both sessions.
Well, what happened before you left, remember?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell
we
that.
We prayed.
And I shazammed.
And he shazammed me. And I felt the shazam, hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Indeed.
I felt that. And then I went and, you know, had the two clients that I served for that day, which were the whole transaction between all of us, the two clients, was guided by the Holy Spirit totally. You know, some miraculous things, and I can't divulge what came from that.
The responses were remarkable.
Very much so. And I know that it was not my power, but it was Christ working through me.
So let me give a little different, because I'm on the outside.
And we have to be careful.
I'm not going to give away any details or any confidentiality at all. But what I will do is explain, in the coaching realm, it takes work. You got to work with people and help them see their own answers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Linda had this one session with this one person, and she walks out of the coaching session, and bam, she just moves.
Right.
You know, which just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it usually takes 3 or 4 sessions for them to really understand what they need to do for themselves. And it was, like, remarkable. And then other client, by the time Linda was finished coaching and ministering, this person was in tears and said, wow, you know, what just happened?
It wasn't me.
It was the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit of God touching these people, speaking through me, saying the right words. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes you grapple for the right words to say, but they came through me, just like with this radio program sometimes. I'm telling you, a lot of times
we haven't figured it out. We're bringing it
99.9.
Because we believe in this. We believe that if we could come up with this very scripted program and follow an outline and, you know, 5 minutes on this, 5 minutes on that, and have it all come out perfect, we don't believe that's what God wants to do. We have a very loose format.
Very loose.
Because of this. And we will say, Lord,
just said it before we came up.
Lord,
God, you're on. Lord,
you're
on.
In your hands. We just want to hear and listen.
And a lot of times when I listen back to the program, though we really want listeners, do not get this wrong, but I really hear God speaking through us, to us, and I get so much from the program when I've listened to them. And we hope you do. If you get no more out of, you know, you can have fun with God. Sometimes we just see God.
Please.
We see God as God up in heaven, and he, you know, he lives, but he also lives in our hearts, and we are his children, we are vessels, we are his hands and eyes and feet on the earth realm, and wouldn't he give us, just as a for instance, wouldn't he give us the power to connect and to do his work? If we are to do his work on the earth realm,
then wouldn't he give us the ability? Not by ourselves,
no,
but through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, without going into a whole Bible study here, I spent a lot of time a few years ago, almost 2 years, teaching the Gospel of John. And the reason I love that is because if you really read it with an open heart and go back through it, you will see so many times when Jesus says, I do nothing by myself. But I only do those things that the Spirit and the Father tell me. He lived the example of what it is to walk as a man filled with the Holy Spirit. Even though he was God and he could have exercised that power at any point in time, he depended on the Holy Spirit, which is his way, and he did that so we could see how it works.
Right, and he said, these things I do, you can do also. So, you know, it's our mindset that keeps us at a certain place, but you can heal the sick. And actually, the sick can heal themselves if they believe and they receive.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, and I'm not, you know, I've had diseases too that, you know, sometimes you just kind of wonder, so I'm not blaming anybody or anything, but if you change your mindset, if you believe that you receive, I do believe that, you know, God can do anything. I'm just in awe. He's such an awesome father. So he can heal the sick. And I haven't done it, but I believe we can raise the dead because Jesus did it. I know for some that's a real stretch of the mind, but it hasn't happened to me, but I still got some shazamming to learn.
Well, if I so, and I think maybe I've said this, in fact, I know I have said this on this program, I don't want to be great in the scheme of God. I that was something I used to say until I realized what I was saying, and it's not what I want. I want to be skilled in the kingdom of God. I want to be so skilled that I can sit on the back pew in a church meeting and pray that somebody gets healed, and they get healed, and nobody even knows who did.
Yeah. That was going back to, like we say, the everyday dish. You know, the view from the pew. That's what we feel like we are. The two old men puppets on the Muppets.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
Gathering. I kind of feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, we are the pew for the pew.
Yeah.
And we just want to remind the people sitting in the pew that you got Holy Ghost power too.
Right. So, for example, again, yesterday, I prayed for Linda before she left, and I jokingly said to her, Shazam! And she went out and ministered by the power of the Holy Spirit. But in addition, I had the best day right here at home with praise music on, doing house cleaning, because my poor wife had to work, you know, her day was used, and praying. And what I want to say to, you know, because we always want, this is just such a part of me, I always want to give you something really practical from what we're saying. So start with prayer.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a challenge, start praying about it. Ask God to go before you. Ask God to prepare people to recognize you and to see you. If you've got a place at work, you know, where you have challenges, start praying about that situation and start praying for people, even the ones who are in your way.
Are the most challenging people that you can think of. They're the ones who actually a lot of times they need the prayer most. And then, you know, watch God move. But you know what I've always learned? Don't be connected to the answer of the prayer. Your job
was to let
God do the answering. And sometimes you are privileged to see the answer and to see the prayer.
That's amazing.
Come before you, and you know, you get to, you know, in somebody's testimony, be able to say, wow, the power of prayer. And we all, I'm sure, on this program could just talk many, many pages and many, many times about answered prayer. And maybe you have to be one. But really, right now, and then I also want to say, you know, the Holy Spirit is not a thing or it. Or anything, I feel like it's a person, and it is the person of God in you. You know, because sometimes we see God up in the sky, so far away from you, but how gracious he was to say, I'm giving a part of me, that's part of me, the essence of who I am is in you. And this is a powerful part of you.
Right. So let me give you an example. And again, I'm always trying to get something real practical. And here's an example that is Linda has really helped me enjoy this even more. But and that is, I'm a computer programmer. I mean, that's what I do. I work on computers and solve problems and code solutions. And there have been times when I've been overwhelmed, just feeling like this is so complicated. I don't know if I can figure it out. But, and I've learned to go, Lord, help me focus. Lord, help me concentrate. Lord, I need some help. And the funniest ones are when I go, I'm lost. I don't know the answer. I need some help. And I can't tell you how many times somebody will walk up, literally walk up and go, Dad, what's going on? Want to talk about it? You know, I'm like, wow. And that's an answer. And it's really fun. It gets to be really fun to have that kind of faith and trust in the Lord. Now, it takes practice. The other thing we were talking about as we talked about this is preparation. And we go back and we look at, I'm 60 years old.
I'm 58.
And we both go back and go, wow, all this time with mistakes and divorces.
And failures.
And failures. God is using all those things to help us understand, empathize with others, to not be judgmental because we've already been there ourselves.
Yes.
To have open hearts and understanding that people struggle. We struggle. There's no judgment. You know, how can I judge when I have been forgiven so much? And, you know, and we're also learning a sin is a sin. You know, okay, so somebody else has a problem with alcohol. Well, my problem's with food.
Mm-hmm.
My addiction is food, and we're working really hard to get that under control.
We are working very hard.
But is his sin bigger than mine? Well, in our culture and society, we think it is, but it isn't. He has an addiction. I have an addiction. I'm not going to judge this person.
And I feel like when you see your own weaknesses, you are a little bit more compassionate when others have a weakness. And one of the other things, I mean, you know, a lot of times we have prayed when you've had difficult things to get together. And one of the prayers, and I will give Pastor Patricia and Pastor Mark of World Covenant Church this, is something they taught us, that, you know, the Lord will download the answer to you through the Holy Spirit. And I've prayed that over days, like, Lord, just download the answer, open up the problem, allow him to see it, and then solve it. And I feel like God has done
and
that.
Even, oh, it has happened multiple times where we'll have that prayer in the morning. Now, I'm going to give you all the excuses that the world will give you. Oh, well, you got away from it, and you rested, and you got a good night's sleep. But all I know is I'll walk in, and with 5 minutes I'll go, well, duh, there's the answer. And I'll think, why didn't I see that yesterday? Well, I think the answer is because I wasn't, you know, Linda prayed for me.
And
I shazammed you,
right. And I believe you can pray to that. When you do not know or you have a problem and you just do not see how to get this, or, and I will give a faster mark, or you need a new idea, a witty invention.
Go ahead, because this is the one that I haven't thought about.
You know, and I will give that to some teachers that were powerful and taught me this. Like, you can pray to the Lord to download a witty idea, a new invention, or something creative that you have not done before, but he will download the plan to you. Shazam! That's the power of the Holy Spirit we're talking about.
And for me, this is, and the litter introduced me to this. I mean, I kind of knew it, but she put feet on it. And that is, Dave, ask God for creativity. And I go, well, yeah, what another thing of that? You know? And I've had that where, you know, I've got this difficult series of steps that I have to program, make sure it fits, and I got to do something maybe I haven't done before in a language that I'm not real comfortable with, and I'll just go, Lord, I need you. And next thing I know, I've got this little flow chart. I got this in my head. I've got it all worked out. Now I just have to code it. And it works. All I know is it works. Now, my wife's praying for me. That's part of the answer. But it's also me going, Lord, I need you. You know, and I think I've said this many times on this program. If not, you will hear it many times. The most spiritual prayer I know is one word. Help.
It is.
You know.
Thank you. When you get the help, you know, and it comes through and things work out for your good. Remember that scripture, all things work out good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Right.
So a lot of times that creativity, ingenuity, all of those where you have witty inventions, great ideas, those you're being called to your purpose and all things will work together for your good. Shazam!
Amen.
That is the power.
I think you just spoke the truths into existence there.
Hey! Amen!
We have it.
Yes.
It's ours to use. The Lord will teach us how to use, I don't want to say instrument, because it's not an instrument, it's a person. How to learn.
Collaborate.
But ask him. Just ask him, Lord, show me how to use this, how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit so that you can do anything you want in my life. And people can get healed, and people will get healed. And it may not be a physical healing. It could be a spiritual healing. I'd rather have spiritual healing.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of people being cured from mental disease through prayer. And I know somebody who saw it and it was part of it. And it was for real.
And, you know, sometimes you are just broken.
Yep.
I have been that way where I am just broken. I feel like I have felt like I am shattered in 1,000 pieces. And shazam. I'll keep saying that. The Lord put me back together. Yeah. The Lord put me back together again and healed me spiritually.
And you have scars that give you empathy.
Yeah.
He's never going to take away the scars, folks, because it's those scars that let you empathize with another person who may be going through the same thing that you've already been through.
And trust me, the Holy Spirit helped pick up each one of those splintered pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give you a visual how God works. He put all of those splintered pieces together, made this vessel called me. And there are pieces glued together, I'm going to tell you. And I did have the dream a couple of years ago, and we had bought a couple of vessels just to. I had a dream that I was in heaven and that I was in this room that was absolutely magnificent. And it was all these beautiful vases and vessels, but I knew that they were cracked. And the gold filled the cracks of all these vessels, and it was all kinds. I mean, they were absolutely beautiful. And I feel like that dream was for me, because actually I had that dream at a time when I was very broken.
Feeling very broken,
and I feel like God was saying, baby, I can take your broken pieces and make a beautiful vessel.
Very scriptural. I believe it's Colossians. It says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and I'm going to paraphrase the rest of it, that the glory of the Lord might show through our craft.
And I feel like, wow. Even now, that just almost brings me to tears.
I got goosebumps on that.
When I think about it, because he filled those cracks with gold.
Oh, better than
how you. Is that? It's the shining of the Holy Spirit and his glory that he fills those splintered cracks in me and in you or anyone and filled us and made us a vessel worth his use.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I just realized that we can't have a program without preaching.
Hey,
we're going to get you there.
Yeah. When you have been
okay.
through what I've been through,
yeah.
You've walked through some of the places that I've walked through, and I hate to say it as the old folks, and look where I am now. I can't help but say hallelujah.
Amen. And also, this is something I've learned to say and believe. Everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the 14-year-old who, at 60 years old, I'm like, good grief, you know, deal with it. And then I realized, no, whatever problem a 13-year-old has is huge.
Think back when you were 13.
To him,
yeah.
And shouldn't be, oh, just get over it. Just no, they're big problems. Or the person who, you know, you look at and they're successful. You know, trust me, they have problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have problems. And it's okay. You know, what I want to say to folks, back to the Shazam, is start exercising your Shazam. Start praying for solutions and results from these problems. And I'm not saying rescue, because it may not be God's plan to rescue you. It may be God's plan to grow you in the situation. I know that's true for me.
It has been.
He didn't rescue me until I learned something.
What's the someone until I learned to depend and trust
on him? Oh, I love that verse.
Yes, and there's truth to that. But you know what? Just as a joking thing, we challenge you to walk down to Shazam some folks this week. Walk down the street, and if you see that person who is just, and God knows.
You can do this quietly.
Yes.
You don't have to say anything out loud. Just say, Lord, Shazam.
I don't know the situation, but they look like they need
Lord,
something
I
from you,
feel,
God.
Holy Spirit, I feel that this person is distressed.
Yes.
We just Shazam them.
Just Shazam them.
And if you're a parent, Shazam your children.
Just walk past their room.
I don't care
room.
If they're 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
Start Shazamming them.
Mm-hmm.
And
might
say,
work better than looking.
Yeah, well, it makes a
bit of wisdom. You know, because I believe God managed to say, I'm just a cute set a few times just to keep from
getting down. You know, Linda and I pray for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We, most every day, we definitely pray together, but often we pray for each other. If you are, well, here's another one. If you are a married couple, oh my gosh, the power.
Mm-hmm.
Of a spouse praying for you is, I personally believe, is the most powerful thing on earth. I really do.
World War II,
our
dad.
Because you are so, you're one.
You are one.
And God has joined you. So when you're almost praying for yourself. You know, when I pray for Linda, I don't do it for a selfish reason. I pray because I know she's struggling or she just needs something that day, or I just want God to bless her. But, you know, when God blesses Linda, he blesses me.
Amen.
Right?
And it's so powerful.
I rejoice when she rejoices. Yeah. She cries when she cries. And, you know.
To have that godly marriage, it is nothing. It's very, very powerful. It is.
And I've shared this with Linda, and it does pertain to this. I am a lucky, blessed man. I grew up with a praying mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived with me the last 8 years of her life. But even before that, it was nothing for me to pick up a phone and go, Mom, you just pray for me. I might not even tell her what it was about. But I would know that she was doing battle. She was Shazamming.
She was Shazamming the situation.
And you know, I have missed that over the years now that she's passed away. I now have Linda, and I feel the same way.
Uh-huh.
And I know during the day I could call her or text her and just say, just pray for me. And I know she's going to go to war. You know, she's going to raise the shields, and she doesn't even have to know what it is.
No.
You really
well, and you know what? How powerful, and you think about all the people, think about praying mamas and daddies and grandmas, and I feel like even in this room, we got the word that we now were like grandparents.
We now get to be grandma and
grandpa,
and what a great role.
What a great role.
Praying
grandma and grandpa.
Wow.
And literally, you know, I do have some
steps. Even though we don't have grandkids.
Right. We don't have grandkids, but we feel like the people and the young people that both of us are in jobs, that we're coming people have just adopted both of us in that role anyway, as clients adopt me in that role unknowingly or whatever.
Pray for your fellow workers.
Pray for your
teammates. When you pray for them, and you will receive benefits because they're going to be easier to work with. They're going to be more productive. Trust me, I know this.
I have lived it too. The other thing is, you know, I don't know why this picture is coming to me, but in Shazam, I'm always, you know, I have a vivid imagination. I will warn you guys. But sometimes you need to have a meeting with Father God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and you're just part of the meeting. I literally have these meetings with God. I know only me could do this, but I had to come out of it, and I feel like they have canceled me.
Sure.
And I literally see us at the table, and I'm like, well, Father, we're in a fine mess. How are you going to help me out of this one?
Yeah, what do I do here?
Yeah, what do I do here? And I somehow will get a message on what to do. And sometimes some people are visual.
And it may
just
be the next step. It's not the full plan. You know, and that's what we're learning.
Okay,
I'm good with that. I'll just take the next step. I'm good. This ought to be interesting.
Yeah, and we depend on the other. But, you know, some people are visual like me, so I bring these pictures to you because maybe it will help. If you have a problem, trust me, I've done it many times, that you just, hey, I am stuck in here. Shazam, see the Father, the Holy Spirit, and you have this meeting. And see, won't some answers come from that?
And see that in your head. Close your eyes.
Close your
and
eyes.
See them with you. It's okay. Folks, God gave us an imagination.
Yes, he
and
did.
I don't see any reason why you can't use it.
Yes, it has helped me.
Him and feeling for me, it's holding hands.
Yeah.
You know, I will visual myself. Now, it used to be out of the back porch. Well, it still is.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're in this room. But I would picture the Lord, God Himself now, or Jesus, or whatever, sitting in a chair next to me, and we're just holding hands. And sometimes we don't even have a conversation.
And I think
we're
that's
just together.
Holding hands. And, you know, sometimes just seeing those things, it is your imagination. We're seeing that. But I feel like God works through our imagination and will deliver something great through that. But even for this room, I don't know, every time I step in this room, I, like, see this shield. Like, and I feel like, oh, okay, better be careful. I'm going to go in this.
Well, what that makes you do with we won't go into details, but we had a little difference of opinion last week. And I walked to the edge of this room, and I go, my mama's afraid to step in here.
But I did,
and confessed to Linda, and I had already confessed to the Lord that I was walking in the spirit, in the flesh, and I wasn't doing good. And we got over it, and we forgave each other. Which is very important.
Yeah.
And Linda never holds a grudge, thank God. And I try not to. I hope I don't. That we don't bring stuff up that happened even a week ago. It's done. And we have a very healthy marriage because of that. I don't know where we were going. But
well,
again,
just visualizing or seeing, like, I feel like in this room, and trust me, I do know that the Holy Spirit is in me and God is near to me, and we don't have to have this room for us to have the presence of God. But I have to tell you, I don't know what it is about this room, but it's like when we hit the doorway,
when you walk
okay,
through the threshold of this room,
yes,
you feel it. That's all I know how to tell you.
Shazam, like that.
And we're excited about it.
We're.
Because I do believe we're going to get to do things out of this room that we may never actually think.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to get saved. People are going to get healed physically and spiritually.
Deliver.
The Lord is going to minister through us because He wants to. And because we want Him to. And we're in tune with that. But there's some. So I will also say this. If you don't have a closet, if you don't have a place, I would encourage you to step one aside. If you haven't seen the movie War Room,
because we did get the idea
sure.
from that.
Now, and while we're here, we have 20 minutes.
Wow.
Before we close, and are you kind of winding down? Are you feeling?
We're flowing with it. Would you got something else?
Well, no. I'm just saying. I'll just say this. And if you have more that you want to talk about, that's fine. But I want to invite our listeners, anybody who may be listening, to join us in rededicating this room and renaming it.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that
like
be
it.
Fun?
That is fun.
Because we've been trying to come up with it. And we thought, well, prayer room. Then we thought, well, war room. Then we thought, God's room. But I think we got it's the Shazam room.
This is the Shazam.
Yeah, we may put something up. I don't know, you know. Enter at your own risk.
Yes.
You're entering the Shazam room.
Yeah,
or it is not, I mean, it's an open room, but
it really has
its own area.
And when you walk here, you wouldn't really, okay, it's a room with a little bit of furniture in it, but, you know,
but
there's
if you are sensitive to God and you walk through that threshold, you're going to feel it.
You're going to feel it.
I can't wait to have a couple people over and say, have a seat.
Yes.
Just watch what happens. Because I know some folks who will go,
dang.
Wow.
What's happening?
What's going on
just
here?
Like in the movie War Room, if you've seen that, it was a lady who prayed in this closet room, basically.
Yeah.
And when he came, he was like, wow.
He walked in that room and said, what's been going on
was
here?
Yeah, he felt that. So I feel like this is that room for us. Yeah. And we invite you, just like you were saying.
Well,
hey, it doesn't have to be, if you got a corner in your bedroom, a closet, get
any
you
place
some space.
That it's big enough for a chair.
Yeah.
Or an England, or whatever it works for you. It doesn't matter. And dedicate that. We're going to put up these little plastic sheets that will stick to the wall, and we're going to start naming, and we're going to start writing, and we're going to start saying what we want, you know, and this is where we do battle.
Mm-hmm.
We Shazam some folks.
We are.
In the positive way.
In the positive way.
And, you know, we're not ready, you know, I don't think I'm ready to be Elijah and call down
no,
the fire.
No, we're not.
Anybody. Remind us that we have given you permission when times are tough. when it's hard. And Lord, we just rechristen this room as the Shazam room.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we just pray that you fill us with your Spirit even more here than anywhere else, that we feel you more here than anywhere else, that we hear you more here than anywhere else, that we sense you and we touch you and we feel your touch in our hearts and in our minds and our bodies. Lord, that you just, and we're going to do our program right here from now on. So use this room to minister to people who are listening. Challenge them to think about their spiritual health. And if they don't agree with us, that's okay. At least get them thinking. And we're praying for that. We're Shazam. That people will start paying attention to their spiritual health.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you that you opened up the power of the Holy Spirit for us to look at that, to see it, to feel, to touch, and to get a revelation of the power of the Holy Spirit. And though we say the word Shazam, it just visually just kind of shows us, right, that it's directed power right where you need it to be, right where it will go. It will hit the spot, hallelujah, when it needs to do that. We thank you for that revelation. We thank you for the revelations that you have seen. And I just come into agreement with Dave. We bless everybody under the sound of our voices that they would feel your power and the power of you in them. Lord, we pray for the victims of the flood, Lord. Use us if we need to be, and we are your hands and your feet on the earth realm. What can we do to help somebody along the way that needs a helping hand? You never know when that can turn around, and you need that hand. So we bless, we magnify, we adore you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I think we're done.
I think we are too. Shazam.
Bye, folks.